My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop today. Scott Abraham, news director at ABC7, is going to jump on at 9 o'clock as we talk Commanders, get ready for their second preseason game. Dante Whitner, NBC Sports Bay analyst, former San Francisco 49er, will join us as we go around the
NFL.
No
movement on the Ayuk thing. I thought that was going to happen yesterday, and obviously I was wrong. But
yeah, I saw something on social media like that he had dressed, and I was like, oh, he must have signed, and then I didn't see anything else, so it must have been like a fake tweet or something. By the way, I generally now don't have breakfast. I do intermittent fasting, but this morning I went and got a protein bar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jason steals from the Homewood Suites every morning.
I know, he's a thief.
I don't steal. I'm a client, so I'm not stealing.
Okay.
And they're free, by the way, so you can't steal if they're free.
Well, they're anyway, for the customers.
I'm a customer. I park there every day.
I never stay in a hotel.
I valet there every day.
Yeah, I was stunned at the price of the protein. How much do you think one, and I ate it. It was just a small, regular protein bar, chocolate protein bar.
How much are they?
$4.50.
$4.
That's actually high. $3.79.
I think that's...
I thought that was ridiculously high.
Everything's ridiculously high, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's making their profit.
Why don't you just go upstairs at the Homewood and grab a couple breakfast bars every day?
He wants protein.
I feel guilty about that.
Why? They don't
I did it one time.
All the girls are very nice up there. They're like, hey, how you doing here? What do you want? You want a muffin? You want a protein bar? What do you want? You want a bagel? I mean, let's go up there and have your little breakfast.
All right. You've now made friends with the...
Yeah, I don't know their names, but by face, I know.
Right.
They know me.
They definitely know you.
They know me.
I think the breakfast.
I didn't go this morning, though.
By the way, he goes, I think the breakfast, they're setting it up, starts at 6.
It does. I go in there early, but they don't care.
5:30.
They do have have it roped off, but they don't care.
Right. He goes beyond the ropes.
Yep. All right, real quick, I wanted to mention, so JP touched on that stat that we cited quite a bit last year and others did. About separation.
Oh, yeah, Hit the Skins is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. If you need a quick burst of energy, grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies to get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
So they often cited our receivers here in D.C. as, you know, getting open like, not well, like one of the lowest ranked guys in terms of separation. And if you look at Next Gen stats, they have Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin. I guess their average yardage of separation or whatever is like 2.6. And I'm trying to put it in context. A guy like Tariq Hill is 3.3, right? So I guess on average he's 3.3 yards away from, you know, his defender when he catches the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other, like, Mike Evans.
Devontae Adams is pretty good, right? Some people say he's the best receiver in football. He's at 2.6.
Yeah, he's the same.
Exactly.
CeeDee Lamb is at 2.7. So, I mean, Keenan Allen, everyone says he runs ridiculous routes. He's at 3.1. So they're kind of all over the place. I'm not sure there's a lot of validity in this stat.
Hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm looking at DK Metcalf.
Are you telling me CeeDee Lamb can't get open?
DK Metcalf, AJ Brown. Now, those are bigger physical receivers, but they're at 2.4.
Right.
That's below McLaurin and Dotson.
AJ Brown, did you mention him?
Yes.
Yeah, AJ Brown, 2.4. Like, AJ Brown's Hall of Famer. He's elite.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, so that's one. That's one stat.
I know. I'm just saying, I don't know that I'm going to put a lot of stock in that stat. It's just a quirky stat.
Yeah.
Some people measure well in it. Some don't. Our guys don't necessarily measure well in it, but it doesn't preclude you from playing at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think we'd all agree, Terry McLaurin is not a top five receiver in the league. Like, you would start with Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams.
I put him in
Jamar
top
Chase.
20. I put him in top 20.
You'd probably put, you know, Cooper Kupp up there. You'd find probably at least 10 guys you'd want ahead of him. But he's probably in that next tier.
I think so.
Yeah, I think he's a top 20 receiver. Now, the Jahan Dotson thing is, we were hopeful after rookie season, just really have no clue after last season what he's going to do this year.
Right.
And you guys know this, but McLaurin's numbers would be different with a more established quarterback.
Sure. Yeah, they might be this year.
If he was playing in Dallas, or if he was playing in Miami, or if he was playing in Detroit, or if he was playing in L.A. with the Rams with Stafford, his numbers would be better.
I think that's fair. I think if he had a better offensive coordinator last year, they would be better. He was utilized better. So we'll see. Proof is in the pudding, Jason, as you like to say.
It is.
I'm just saying, I might be dismissing that stat a little bit.
Yeah.
I just don't know, because it's kind of all over the place. There are great players that measure well in it. There are great players that don't.
And also, one thing, one measurable that, and it's not, I guess it's a stat, but one thing that makes receivers great is, what do they do after the catch?
Uh-huh.
It's one thing to get open, separate. How good are your hands? And then once you get the ball, how good are you after that? CeeDee Lamb is spectacular after the catch. So obviously, Tyreek Hill is spectacular after the catch because he's so fast.
Right. And then that also comes to the quarterback in terms of ball placement.
Correct.
Because if your quarterback puts you in the right spot when you're on the move, then you get that yak.
Right. So anyway.
So, all right. Well, so we talked about Martavis Bryant a couple days ago. Well, they made another move yesterday. We talked about it in the very first segment, but if you're just getting in your car right now, Jason, why don't you give everybody sort of the breakdown of how Trace got on their radar and how that came about?
Well, Trace has been, obviously last year he ended the season with the Steelers, and he did not get signed in the offseason by anybody and didn't get invite to a camp, but he was still working out with you know, some guys up at Penn State, and just kind of waiting for his agent was kind of waiting for a call from a team that had some injuries at the quarterback position. Finally got one a couple days ago from Washington, and that's because Sam Hartman hurt his right shoulder, his throwing shoulder, and they said, all right, we're gonna sign you, come on down. He was in Philly, he flew down to Miami last night, so, and they said, you're probably gonna play. And the connection is because Cliff Kingsbury really knows McSorley. He played for him in Arizona when Kingsbury was the head coach there, so he really knows his system. Also, David Blough is the assistant quarterback coach for the Commanders. David Blough and Trace played together in Arizona under Kingsbury, so he's got a lot of connections there. So I hope to see him on Saturday night. I hope he plays at least a quarter. I'm not sure. Daniel's probably only going to play a series or two.
Well, we're hearing three. According to Grant, they're telling
right,
the target
three.
Is three series,
all right, so maybe
depending
that's
upon how it goes.
Maybe that's the first quarter, but hopefully Trace plays
well, they're
a
also
lot in the
saying
half.
That Mariota is nicked up.
He's nicked up as well.
So he's nicked up. Hartman's out. Driscoll will probably get the bulk of the action.
Yep.
And actually, I think it's – I mean, listen, if you're Trace, you got to take whatever reps you can get.
Mm-hmm.
That's asking a lot, though, a kid to be there for a day and then – you throw him to the Wolves.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully he plays well in the joint practice today.
Yeah.
Because he'll be playing down there in Miami.
That's also asking a lot. Joint practice is essentially like a scrimmage.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy just showed up. He'd never thrown one pass to Terry McLaurin before.
Correct.
I saw Martavis Bryant running routes yesterday.
I know. Yeah. It's a little bit different, though, with a quarterback, right?
Sure. More responsibilities, of course.
Yeah, and you got to have kind of familiarity, know how your guys run around.
So this is a great opportunity, obviously, for Trace, because if he plays well and looks good in the system, they may say, okay, all right, let's stick with him for a while, maybe the rest of the preseason, and then we'll see what happens.
But also just keeps you in the league, in the
keeps
cycle.
You in the league.
You're right. In the transactions.
Correct.
You know.
And if you look good, all right, maybe Washington moves back to Sam Hartman or whoever, and then another team says, oh, right. We could use him as our number three.
Right. And, of course, you went to Briarwoods.
Briarwoods High
School. 7 miles from the Commanders facility. So, yep. That'd be a thrill for him to put on that uniform.
Yeah.
Right now?
It's about time. I always thought it would be a good fit, obviously, being local. You know,
right.
Living in Ashburn and growing up in Ashburn to to play for Washington. But he finally gets his opportunity. So, what's funny is he and his wife had a house in Leesburg. And they decided to rent it out because he was up in Penn State working out, and her parents live in New Jersey, so they were in New Jersey
State. Like renting a hotel now? They got no room. Stay with their parents.
They're probably going to stay with his parents. If he makes the team, I don't know. He's going to have to do something else.
And, of course, we highlighted this story a few years ago. It always makes me laugh. Jason, you have to tell your McSorley duty story. To me, this is the greatest story ever. So Jay is friends with the dad from back to college, right? Dayton back to college.
Yep, and his wife, Andrea. So
right.
Rick and Andrea are the parents, and I went to Richmond with both. Rick played football at Richmond.
Right, right.
And a few years ago, I was house-sitting for another friend of mine.
Right.
My buddy Dave.
Right.
And I was letting their dogs in and out, and I just got a wave, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my next step there at Dave's house, and Rick's house is right across the street, and I know the code, so I said, you know what, I'm just going to go.
Why didn't you just go into Rick? You were house sitting their house.
Yeah.
So why don't you just duty in their house?
And because I don't know them as well, and
but they were away on vacation.
They were.
Like you were going to smoke them out of the house.
I just felt more comfortable going to the McSorley house because I know the setup. I know where the bathroom is and all that. I've been there a lot. So I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go into the
McSorley. And you knew they weren't home.
They were not home. They were also on vacation.
They were also.
Yeah.
So you went into the McSorley. You punched in their code. They probably saw you on their Ring doorbell.
Probably.
Right.
And I went in and I took care of business. And but they didn't have, I couldn't find any TP.
Yeah.
They were out of TP.
So then what'd you do?
I jumped in the shower. And I dirtied their shower floor.
And then what'd you do? Like, you just left a guest towel? Or like, you had to look for a guest towel?
I found a towel, yeah.
And then you just left it there in the bathroom, like, hanging up on the
hanging
thing?
Over the shower.
And then did you text him and say, hey, by the way, I had to use your...
Yeah, I mean, of course he knew. Like you said, he's got a Ring.
That's hilarious.
I think he actually texted me and goes, hey, what are you doing at my house? I said, well, right. I had to tell him the story.
You know, I don't have a Ring doorbell, but everybody seems to have one or some version of it.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and his wife, they have them all over the place. And his in-laws live with them.
Yeah.
And so we were in the Outer Banks. We were in Corolla. And they're just constantly checking on the parents all day long. You see the dad sleeping on the couch.
Right.
You see the mom out in the backyard.
Yeah.
You see the dad, he's raking leaf. Like, talk to him.
Yeah.
And then they're talking to him, too.
Yeah,
and the dad,
right
who, and the parent, I mean, they're getting up there. They're kind of losing a little bit as you get up there, right?
Yeah.
They're talking to him. He thinks God's talking. He doesn't know what's going on.
That's funny. We have one, too. I can see when the FedEx man's coming up.
Do you
talk to
the FedEx man when he comes sometimes? Like, if you're not there, do you say, hey, can you just...
It's happened once
like
or twice.
Like that kind of thing?
It's happened once or twice.
My wife does that. I don't even know how to use the Ring doorbell. I mean, yeah, I don't have it on my app or.
My brother, he has it on. He's talking to people. He's talking to contractors.
Yep.
You know, it's wild. You just have to basically assume everyone has a Ring doorbell or
something. And it's
right?
100%.
All right, just getting back to the Commanders here briefly. There were a couple moves that were made beyond just
McSorley.
They're
making any cuts yesterday?
Yes. They released guard Mason Brooks, who was. an undrafted free agent signing last year. They re-signed him this year, but they let him go. And then they also released another lineman. Damn it, where do I have it? Alex Akingbolu.
Okay.
Was released from the IR with an injury settlement. So today's a big day. Hey, Mike Marr, do we have any update on the... Does Mike have his headphones on? Do we have any update on if the joint practice today is going to be on YouTube or anything?
No, I looked on the Dolphins' social media today and couldn't find any links to it.
All right, so if it's not on the Dolphins, then it's not going to be...
Yeah, because they would be, since they're the ones hosting the practice, they would be the ones controlling all the media stuff around it.
Right. Okay, well, if anybody has any clue. And by the way, Drabby, when I was looking up the Scott, for some reason they're saying Scott Peterson is speaking out on Peacock docuseries.
Yeah, I think there's two, but the one that's making that he did an interview for, I think, is on Netflix. I might be confused, but there are two
Scott
Peterson documentaries there.
It's weird. They must be jointly, because they're saying face-to-face.
Yeah, maybe Peacock produced it.
Yeah, it's weird. I think it's on both.
He also broke his silence on face-to-face with Scott Peterson on Peacock, but there is one that comes out on Netflix this week, too.
Isn't that also called face-to-face, or no?
American Murder, Lacey Peterson.
Okay, so it's two
American
different.
Murder.
It's two different.
There's also a Netflix thing on Steve McNair's murder that comes out, I think, this week or next week.
But I don't understand.
A lot of murder content.
Is this like 20 years to the week?
I think it's like
the
20-year anniversary or something of the whole thing. Remind me of the McNair thing. Was that a romance thing? Like, was he having an affair with some like married chick?
I don't know
or something
if it,
like that?
I don't know if it was an affair, but I know some woman. It could have been maybe his wife or ex-wife killed him.
Yeah, he was having the affair with that 20-year-old. Remember, there was like a young
I vaguely
girl.
Remember.
And because both of them were.
Cursed. I'm definitely watching that. I can't remember. Did they kill him after he was retired at that point? Right? He wasn't still a player, was he?
I think he had just retired a year or two prior.
Right. Right.
I think.
Yeah, because he was with the Ravens, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was killed, I think, in 2009, and I think he was with the Ravens a couple years before that.
What were you going to say, Drab?
I think you and me and probably a lot of people are always intrigued by these sort of things is because I'm sure Scott Peterson's guilty. 99.9999, right? There's no worse beat in the world than being sentenced to prison for life for a crime you didn't commit.
That is for
it's
sure.
It's
always your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
You know?
And it does happen.
It happens.
I mean, you would hope relatively not very often, you know, in terms of percentage-wise, but it seems to happen. Yeah, guys getting released all the time. DNA's exonerating them.
Yeah. No,
they say he has a one-outer. If they can find a third person's DNA on something that they're testing, that's like his one outer.
They have more DNA.
DNA that's going to be examined. I don't know. I was just reading about it yesterday, and I think if they can find a third person, some unknown, then I didn't realize.
So McNair's
girlfriend.
Shot him twice
and then
killed herself.
Yeah.
It was a murder suicide. Oh,
she was the 20-year-old.
Yes.
Brutal. Yeah. What was she bitter about? Maybe he was cheating on her.
I don't know. No. On the day of the shooting, according to Wikipedia, text messages between the pair were exchanged proclaiming their love to one another, in which she texted him, "You love me," in which McNair replied, "I love you, baby." There was also a conversation about financial issues where McNair transferred $2,000 to her, who claimed she was stressed and needed to pay her phone bill.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
McNair then offered to come over to check on her after she said her chest felt heavy.
Hmm.
He put his children to bed. Then at 11, he texted her, "On my way." Then apparently she shot him in his sleep.
And then she
shot
herself.
So she was suicidal, and she was just going to take him out with her.
I think he was involved with another woman, too.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So she knew that, and what a disaster.
Plus, she was 20. I mean, she was a kid. She
what a disaster.
Psycho.
All right, I want to watch that. I mentioned that that I did watch the Kingsbury interview with Rossini, and I don't know that a lot came from it. I guess
he's high on the running backs.
Yeah, I mean, somebody did write an article about how he did mention that he really likes Eckler and Brian Robinson Jr. He also just glowing about Jaden you know, about Jaden's work ethic, about Jaden's maturity.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So nothing really earth-shattering there. But he did point out that he went from college straight to NFL head coach. And all of that that comes with it. He had never even been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. This is an opportunity for him to just be an offensive coordinator, just do what he does. You don't have to do all the administrative stuff. You don't have to worry about the defense. You don't have to do all the media obligations.
Just focus on one thing.
Just focus on, just be an offensive coordinator, which is your bread and butter anyway. So I'm excited.
I think it's a huge upgrade.
Yeah.
Of course, obviously, they got more talent too, but.
Saturday night against the Miami Dolphins. Is that an 8 o'clock kick?
7, I believe.
7 o'clock kick?
Yeah.
Against the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk more about that with Scott Abraham coming up at 9 o'clock, news director at ABC7. It is an open line Thursday. You can chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Your chance to steer the show at 800-636-1067. Junkies coming right back here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.